Hello and welcome to the Popcast Live. I'm one of your hosts, Knox McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
So Knox and I once asked ourselves, what if we did a podcast episode, but in front of real life people? Well, the first live show we ever did was to a room of 140 folks who only heckled us once. And the audio engineer, he forgot to record it. Since then, we've done 20 live shows all across the country in sold out rooms in front of more than 20,000 people.
And don't pity me. That is a 40-year-old woman who will treat you kindly in an IRS audit. All right?
That's true.
In this picture, you look like a teen mom who just joined the church with your inappropriately older husband.
And that's my brother. We're from Alabama.
Jesus and the Bachelorette.
Aww. Is it a comic book?
No, it's not. It was a serious book. It was an ebook, self-published, if you didn't know. I don't know why you laughed that hard, Aaron. But yeah, I was that guy on the internet. I was telling people about the real fantasy suite up in heaven.
So for the podcast teens in the room, are we got any podcast teens? Great. One mom let their kid come. Good. Love it. Love it. Love that you're here.
Now, some podcasters who do live events simply show up in jeggings, put a mic on a 6-foot folding table, and do the same hour they do any other week. But not us. I mean, we do both wear jeggings, but we perform for a little over 2 hours, incorporating stand-up, visual chaos, familiar segments you love, notable guests, and of course, Erin's Dage Wright Googling movies she's never seen. These live shows have the same heart as the weekly episodes, but with all the best parts supersized for in-person consumption. Best of all, no edits, no censors, no takebacks, which means my favorite, Free Jamie.
We would ask them, is this a real erotica book or not?
Yep.
And the best part was the first volunteer was the first Popcast teen that we ever tainted.
Yep. We didn't know that.
We did not know it. She looked 18. Is that what you're supposed to say?
Nope. Nope. I look like Howard Dean at the Democratic Convention. Like, yow! I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest.
My favorite part about this is this all started when you were 10 years old.
I told you, I don't know what to do with my hands, okay?
I cover topics including, like, my college boyfriend could be my cousin.
Was he?
He was not. Okay. Excellent work.
Spoiler alert.
That's a good thing. Okay. Lots of bases were rounded. Anyway.
We will be in Dallas at the iconic music venue Gilly's Dallas, where it is iconic. Jack Antonoff will be performing the same month as us. Come see us on Friday, June 21st, deep in the heart of Texas. Then, the very next day, on Saturday, June 22nd, we will be in Chicago at the historic landmark theater, The Vic. No, seriously, it opened the same year the Titanic sank. It's the best theater in Chicago. Trust us, we know about theaters in Chicago.
Yikes. Aaron, I feel like you have a story about a celebrity and sexually active
Listen,
dolphins.
Y'all. Listen, guys, dolphins will overpower you and take you to their underwater rape coves. And it won't matter if you're a famous CCM artist, okay? Like, that's just true.
Also, daddies who go on dates with their daughters are creepy, and so are their daughters.
Oh,
okay?
That's new.
Creepy.
What they do? What the daughters do?
It's gross. I don't like it.
And you know who uses speakerphones in a public place? People who have a waterbed.
Ooh.
Oh. There's someone who has a waterbed right back there.
Amazing.
Kill it,
girl. You get it.
That's the revelation of the night.
Couple waterbed havers right over here.
Wow.
Gig them. Yeah.
Our faces would love to see your faces this special weekend in June. And it is special. A, it's us. B, it's the first official weekend of summer. And C, it's us. Come on, it's us. Plus, this is the last time we'll be in Texas for the Popcast Live until 2026 at least. And according to some really reliable YouTube channels, the world could end by then. So make plans to be there in June.
I had a gummy.
I had one too. We don't even really know if we're supposed to have them in Texas.
Are we not supposed to have drugs in Texas?
I don't know.
Texas feels like the druggiest of all the states.
I don't know.
This is aliens that could get it.
Okay.
I have not seen Avatar, but like what that tail do, you know?
Oh,
that could
that's
be
right. That's
good
the right
thing.
That could be interesting.
Saves the environment. Yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it looks good.
But because we're here with you tonight, we want to play some games. So Jamie, you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights!
One last thing. Listeners travel from far and wide and make a weekend away with family or friends or, of course, lovers. But if that's not an option, you can also join us for our live stream. More than 3,000 houses signed up for the last one, and this live stream will be our Chicago show on Saturday, June 22nd. You can join us from anywhere in the world, and as always, pants are optional. We have custom city guides for Dallas and Chicago, plus a robust live stream party guide with everything you need to throw a delightful idiocy party. And there's even live show merch on presale now through April 16th. We promise you won't want to miss this, because while you probably won't be educated on anything that matters, we can guarantee that you will be entertained.
So Amy says, if couples really love each other, they can save time and water by both using the toilet at the same time. The lady what? Can scoot back and make a space for the guy to aim. I've tried to get my husband to do this. And every time he says no. He says he loves me, but I guess not that much.
I don't even know how this would possibly work.
I don't.
Should we, like, can we try it out? Should we?
Wait,
Jason?
No.
Oh,
no. Come here.
Hey, no.
Christiana?
Christiana!
Christiana, is this an HR violation?
Christiana, can Jason sit us on here?
Sit down.
Is that okay?
She said we can't.
You know, if this really happened in real life, if a husband did this and it got on the wife, he'd be like, you liked it though, right? You liked it. Is that good for you? No.
You want to check in with the live stream or the podcast teen on that, or
yeah?
Should we keep going?
Wet dream? Is that the right time to say that? No, I don't think so.
I shouldn't have asked that. I'm
Gummy's
sorry.
Kicking in. Here we go.
Simply visit knoxandjamie.com/live or hit the link in the show notes. We'll see you in June.